Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Natalia on a recorded line. What is the name of the person that you're transferring?
Her name is Felicia, Felicia Vasquez, Vasquez.
Okay. Can you verify the phone number?
Yes, ma'am. 760-718-9970.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
All right, I'm transferring. Ms. Vasquez, I'm transferring you now. You're in good hands.
Thank you.
All right, have a nice day.
You too.
Hi, Ms. Felicia, can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Am I saying your name correctly, Felicia?
Yes.
Yes, okay. My name is Natalia. I'll be your intake specialist on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, okay. I'll just ask you a few quick questions. So have you gotten an attorney to help you already?
No.
Not yet. Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any contracts or retainers with a law firm for this matter?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And was this for yourself or a loved one?
It was for me.
For yourself. Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
You were. Okay. I'm so sorry to hear about that. Did you receive any treatment?
Yes. They did surgery on me. They did the radiation.
Mm-hmm. Radiation and surgery. Okay. Where were you treated? What was the name of the facility?
It was Loma Linda. Hold on, let me see my paperwork. It was in Loma Linda University, whatever the hospital.
Loma Linda University.
Yeah, Loma
Linda. Was
yeah,
it the
medical center?
Medical center. Okay.
Yes.
I'm seeing a few different locations. Do you remember which one specifically?
I'm with my doctor, Daniel DeLorenzo.
I'm sorry, what was the name of the doctor?
That was my doctor who treated me, was Dr. DeLorenzo. He's the one that diagnosed me.
Okay. Can you spell that name for me?
Yes, it's D-A-N-I-E-L, Daniel, and DeLorenzo, it's D-I-L-O-R-E-N-Z-O.
DeLorenzo. Okay. And that was at Loma Linda University Medical Center. Do you remember
yes.
what street it was on?
It was just at Loma Linda University Medical Center. I think it was Anderson Street in Loma Linda. I believe it was.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And yeah, I think it was Anderson Street.
Yes, that's the one I'm seeing here. I just want to make sure it's the right one. So thank you for clarifying. So Loma Linda University Medical Center. So I'm going to go ahead and copy that address here. Okay, so that's where you were treated. Is that where you were diagnosed as well?
Yeah, that's where I was treated. The same doctor that diagnosed me is the one that treated me.
Uh-huh.
The same place. Yeah.
Same place. Okay, perfect. And where were you prescribed the Depo Provera?
Well, I was described by my. It was supposed to be permanent for me not to have any more kids, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to be long term birth control so I don't have people popping out kids back to back, but it's just, all wrong.
I see. Okay, what was the name of the facility where you got the Depo Provera?
Well, my gynecologist?
Uh huh.
What do you mean the facility? I don't
yes.
understand what you're asking me.
So you got the Depo Provera from your gynecologist. What medical center or hospital was that in?
It was in Anderson Street in Loma Linda.
It was that same.
Provera.
Oh, the same place at Loma Linda Medical Center?
No, it was my gynecologist. He's Dr. Provera.
Okay, can you spell that for me?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know how to spell his first name, but I know Barrera is B-R-E-H.
Oh, B-R-E-H?
B-A-R-E-H. And the first name, I believe, is
Mm-hmm.
I think it's G-I-H-A-N. I can't see them. I got my papers over here and see.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, I believe that's the way you spell it.
Okay, I'll just put Dr. Barrett, you said? B-A-R-E-H?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And that was at Loma Linda University Medical Center?
It was, it was Loma Linda. It was on Anderson Street.
On Anderson Street, okay. Just to clarify one more time, that's where you took the Depo Provera?
Yeah, no, that's where, okay, I got my, you got me confused. Hold
okay.
on a second. You got me really confused right now. I took the Depo Provera shot, whatever it was, and freaking, what's the call? I got the shots taken. And sometime in 2015, I started getting the shots.
Okay,
injections.
Hold on, sorry.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Let me start over. I just want to make sure that we have the correct information. So you said...
Yeah, because I have a few people who are asking you right now.
Yes, so let me ask you one more time. Where did you get the Depo Provera? So Dr. Barrett prescribed the Depo Provera?
Yes.
And where was that located? Was that inside the Loma Linda University or somewhere else?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. That's all I need. Just to make sure I have the right address. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
And then really quick, were you ever diagnosed with cancer previously?
No.
No. Okay, that's good. And then now go ahead with the meningioma diagnosis. When were you diagnosed? What year?
I was diagnosed, I believe it was June 10th of 2019.
June 10th.
He started my treatments right away in June, 2019.
Oh, good. Okay, so they did treat it right away. Okay, and what was your date of birth?
1/19/83.
Okay, and besides yourself, Felicia, do you know anybody else that was injured by the Depo Provera?
Not offhand, no. I'm glad to not know because, but no, I don't think so. Not offhand, not that I can think of.
Nothing. Okay. That's good. No problem. I just want to make sure that we can help as many people as possible, but I'll put no for now. Now, I'm going to ask you a few questions about the usage of the Depo Provera. So, did you consume or did you use the brand name of the injection, the Depo Provera?
Yeah, it was Pfizer or something like that.
The Pfizer? Okay, yes. Yeah, so that was Depo Provera. Yeah. Did you use it for at least 1 year, meaning you took 4 injections in the 1 year?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It was once every 3 months, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, perfect. And then what year did you start taking it?
The Depo shots, I started taking those in April of 2015. I stopped around... Sometime in 2019, May 2019.
Uh-huh. May of 2019 is when you stopped, okay? And then you started April of 2015.
April of 2015, yes.
Correct. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. So I'll write those dates here. And then it was a meningioma that was the diagnosis. Can you confirm your gender for me?
Yes, I'm a female.
Okay. And then I have your name, Felicia Vasquez. Do you have a middle initial?
Yes, it's M.
M as in Mary?
For Marie.
Oh, Marie.
It's M for Marie, yes.
Marie. Okay, perfect. That's the name of my little niece as well.
Cool name.
I love it. Okay. So Felicia M. Vasquez, and... I have your phone number. Is this a cell phone number? The 760-718-9970?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay, perfect. And then I do have your email. Is it still vfeliciavasquez100@gmail.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And then it looks like you do meet the minimum requirements. So we're going to continue with the intake. At the end of the questions, I'm going to send you an electronic document to sign that gives permission to the attorneys to start working on the case. Is that okay?
Okay, that's fine. Yes.
Alrighty, perfect. And then for the attorneys, can you verify your social?
Yes, it is 572-736-6629.
6629. Okay, thank you. And what is your full mailing address?
It is 16219 Pepper Tree Drive, Victorville, California, 92394.
Okay, in Victorville. Okay, let me make sure I spell that correctly. You said zip code 92394?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, perfect. Is that a house or is there a unit number?
It's a house.
It's a house. Okay, perfect. And we did get the medical information. Do you have medical records that you can provide to the attorneys later? Do you have a copy of the records?
Yes, I have all my paperwork.
Yes. Okay, that's good. Thank you. And then the last thing I need from you, it's just an emergency contact in case something happens. So if you become unresponsive for a very long time, we'll reach out to them so that there's no disruptions in the case. So for that, is it somebody that lives with you or lives separate?
Somebody that lives with me. I'll give.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get the number.
Okay.
Her name is Destiny Vasquez.
Destiny Vasquez?
Yes.
Okay. Can you spell the first name?
It's DESTINY.
Okay.
And Vasquez, VASQUEZ. And her her phone number is 760.
Uh-huh.
927.
Uh-huh.
0545.
0545?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And what's her relationship to you?
That's my sister.
Your sister. Okay. Perfect. So I'll write that down. Okay. Okay. And that's it for the questionnaire. Thank you, Felicia, for your patience. I know that was a lot, but we got through it. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you the electronic document. Have you done a DocuSign before?
No.
No? Okay. No problem. I can help you with that. You can put me on speaker if you need to so that we can go through it together. It's pretty easy. I think it's just a few signatures and a few initials, but I'll go over it with you.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to go to my email right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'll send it to your email. They'll also send you a text message. It's the same document. Whichever one's easier for you to open, you can open up.
I'm already on my email waiting for you to send it.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Just going to make sure everything's spelled correctly so that we have that here. Okay, I just sent it over.
Yeah, I got the text message, but I haven't got the email yet.
Email, okay.
1 second.
Yeah, you can refresh it.
Oh, I got it right here.
Oh, you did. Okay,
yeah,
perfect.
I got it right here. Okay, so here it is. I got, it says, please sign.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to open it up.
Mm-hmm.
Where do I open it up from? Let me see. Okay, hold on 1 second. Okay, I'm going to open it up.
Uh-huh.
Review document. Okay, review document.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's opening up. It says, some message from Mass. Strategies. I don't do any of that.
Yeah, so that's just the name of the company. It says it's from Mass Tort Strategies. So you can open it up.
Okay.
If it says start signing or open document, whatever it says on there.
Okay, it's loading right now. It says the envelope was also sent by, okay, you sent, okay, continue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here it is. It says, please sign.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree. And then, it just by pressing the box, I'm signing it?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. So you'll press the box, and then it'll have you draw your signature with your finger, or they have...
Oh, I didn't do that. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I didn't do that. Let me go back. Go back. I don't want to leave the site. I just want to go back. How do I go back? I just press continue.
You just press continue. That's okay. Yeah. Do you see a yellow box somewhere that says start signing or
sign here to sign next?
Sign
a
here.
Yellow box, yes.
Okay. So tap on the yellow box. Uh-huh.
I did. Okay, I did. Okay, it brought me to a signature right here, so I pressed that box.
Yes, uh-huh.
And I'm going to sign. Okay.
Yeah, make sure to press the button where it says adopt and sign or save signature, one of those. I forget what it says.
Okay, I did it. And then I'll do the next one.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do that one. I'll do the next one. Next one. Next one. Next one. And the next one. And that one. This one has a little box that says, don't accept, requires signature. Okay, it says finished. Are you done, finished signing?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am finished.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if you get those right, like I did it right.
Yes, uh-huh.
It's so loading that. It says start sending and signing today, get started. Do I do that?
No, that's that. They want you to make an account, but you don't have to. No, so that's it. You're done with the documents. I just got the notification, so it did go through. Everything's signed.
Okay.
You'll get a copy of everything that you signed, so you have that for your records.
Okay.
Alrighty. Ms. Felicia, that's it for this call. The next thing that's going to happen is wait about 5 business days for the attorneys to receive the information, and then they're going to process it. Then they're going to call you back. They'll do a case verification call. They'll let you know what to expect next in the claim, and they'll ask for any new information that they need and all the medical records and everything, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm going to send you another text message with their phone number so you can save it in your contacts, okay?
Okay, you got it. Thank you so much for your time.
Of course. Thank you so much. You have a great night, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.